The Various Haunts of Men by Susan Hill, read by Stephen Pacey. The various haunts of men require the pencil, they defy the pen. George Crabbe, The Borough. The Tape. Last week I found a letter from you. I didn't think I had kept any of them. I thought I had destroyed everything from you. But this one had somehow been overlooked. I found it among some tax returns, which were more than 7 years old and so could be thrown away. I wasn't going to read it. As soon as I saw your handwriting, I felt revulsion. I threw it in the bin. But later I retrieved it and read it. You complained several times that I never told you anything. You haven't told me anything at all since you were a little boy, you wrote. If only you knew how little I had told you even then. You never knew one quarter of it. Once I had read your letter, I began to think, and to realize that now I can tell you things. I need to tell you. It will be good to make some confessions at last. I have held on to some secrets for far too long. After all, you cannot do anything about them now. Since I found your letter, I have spent a good deal of time sitting quietly, remembering, and making notes. It feels as if I am about to tell a story. So let me begin. The first thing I must tell you is that very early on, I learned how to lie. There may have been other things I lied about, but the first I remember is that I lied about the pier. I went there when I told you that I had not, and not just once.